AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. In Minneapolis, Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty is concerned federal investigators will not share information with them about the shooting death of a woman by an ICE agent in Minneapolis.
We are asking those in our community who have information or who have video or photos of the event to submit that information to our office. We are providing a secure link where people can submit this evidence.
Moriarty says she wasn't sure what legal outcome submissions might produce. A federal judge in New York says Luigi Mangione's federal death penalty trial in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson could begin before the end of the year. Flu infection showed signs of a slight drop, but the AP Sagar Magani reports health officials aren't sure if the season has peaked.
Last flu season was one of the harshest in recent history. This one may be worse.
On a national level, we really are seeing unprecedented numbers of cases as well as hospitalizations.
Dr. Andrew Wallach in New York earlier this week. Today, government data shows flu activity last week fell, but flu deaths and hospitalizations rose. Experts predict there is more suffering to come.
Getting flu shot today. Your arm's going to be slightly sore for a day or two.
Wallach's message to anyone who has yet to get a flu shot.
It's not too late.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russia used its new ballistic missile in a major attack on Ukraine and sent out a warning to the West. The attack also coincides with a new chill in relations between Moscow and Washington over Venezuela and the U.S. seizure of one of its oil tankers in the North Atlantic. President Trump plans to meet with Colombia's president next month and tell him to make quick progress on stemming the flow of cocaine into the U.S. The owner of a Swiss bar that caught fire, killing 40 people, is being held in custody. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on the growing focus on explicit AI-generated images on Grok.
Elon Musk's AI chatbot, Grok, is now restricting image generation and editing to paying subscribers only, following global backlash over the creation of sexualized deepfakes, including images of women in explicit positions, some images reportedly depicting children. Grok is still granting image requests, but only to ex-users with blue check marks given to premium subscribers who pay $8 a month. Governments worldwide have condemned the platform and have launched investigations, including British officials who argue that the changes are insufficient. The European Union has ordered X to retain documents related to Grok as part of a wider investigation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.